The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to The Curious Ulsterman. And Johnny says he's been on the show before. And he says, I'm in season three and looking to see how you feel about the show now. Now, what's interesting is when you go out and order this, it's like, hey, what is your website? Please don't give me an Apple link. And he said his website is podpage.com/the-curious-ulsterman, to which I say, come on, really? You don't have a domain name? Go the pro plan on Podpage. Make it look legit. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podpage. That's my affiliate link. And you can make that look a whole lot better. So what are we getting into? Here's their description. This is a podcast with you in mind. It was created to equip you with the critical real-life skills and wisdom that you weren't taught in school. I'll be interviewing people from all walks of life, including CEOs, veterans, therapists, and a host of other characters that will bring the life lessons and wisdom that they have learned on their life's journey so far right to this podcast, to which I want to say, so I can do what? What's in it for me? This show will give you the tools to not just get by in adulthood, but to ultimately thrive. Okay, so there's the why. I'm going to thrive. The Curious Ulsterman. And it goes a little something like this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Curious Ulsterman podcast, the podcast designed to equip you with the tools and wisdom you need to thrive as an adult. As always, I am your host, Johnny, a.k.a. The Curious Ulsterman, and in today's episode, I am joined by my good friend and co-host, Nathan, a.k.a. The Jolly Viking. And in today's episode, we decided to do something a little bit different. At one point, I was tasked with preparing a leadership lesson to give in a presentation. And one of my good friends enjoyed it that much that he asked if I could put it in my podcast. So I have obliged. And we do a deep dive in my leadership lesson on what I believe it is to be a good man in today's society. All right. Using real world examples from the engineering department of the Titanic, the musicians of the Titanic.
Now you're giving me the report.
A personal story of one of my relatives who really stood out to me as being a good man.
Okay.
We also discuss what it means to be a good leader.
That's enough. That's enough tease.
And we also discuss being a good follower as well.
That's
we
enough.
Also discuss investing in people.
What are you're giving me the report?
When to end a relationship or step away from a relationship, whether that's friends, family, a partner, when that relationship becomes detrimental to you.
Okay, that's enough.
And we also discuss the analogy.
Jeez, are you kidding me?
Lighthouse or tugboat in someone's life, and that will become more apparent as the episode unfolds. But please do remember to subscribe and leave a rating and a review for the podcast on iTunes. That really helps this podcast grow and reach a bigger audience.
No, it doesn't.
And share this on your various social media
platforms. Why would I share it? You haven't given me anything to share yet.
On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And do get in touch.
Get to the talk.
We enjoy hearing from our audience. And a big shout out to our audience, actually, the repeat listeners in Colorado, South Korea, New York, Birmingham, London.
Move all this stuff to the end.
And if you're tuning in for the first time today, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And Nathan does as well. But without further ado, folks, here is today's leadership lesson. Don't let the lights go out. Nathan, welcome back, brother. How are we?
Thank you. It's been a long time. I've missed your smiling features.
Yes, and I've missed that beard of yours as well.
Thank you.
All right. So I just want to extend another welcome to the audience and yourself, Nathan.
Why?
Season 3, episode 1. Can you believe
it? We don't care.
How far we've come.
Get to the content.
Interesting journey so far. So far, we've got our consistent audience, small and consistent. Big shout out.
Okay, a couple things here. The audio is fine. And I like that you're kind of just talking to one person. But if I said, hey, I'm doing a presentation next week on how to monetize your podcast, I'm going to go over the 7 strategies that you can use to actually have multiple streams of income for your podcast. That's all I need. That's what I'm going to talk about. But if I then say, yeah, I'm going to talk about how to find a sponsor and how it's not as easy as you think. I'm going to talk about how affiliate marketing is really selling other people's stuff. I'm basically doing the presentation. Like, what's left? You're giving away. So come up with a good tease, something that you say, hey, on today's episode, we're going to do yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And the way you know if it works or not is, are people going, ooh, I want to hear about that, or I want to hear more about that. But that went on. Then I know it's season 3 and, you know, yay, it's season 3, but then you re-welcomed the audience. Did you think they tuned in the middle or somehow and they missed the first one that you needed to do it again? No, you tease and you get to the content. Anything about, hey, it's season 3, want to give a shout out to everybody in South Korea, all that stuff. Ratings and reviews do not help you get found. They are important in the fact that if somebody comes across your show in Apple Podcasts, it may inspire them to click, maybe. But in terms of like, man, tons of reviews are going to mean tons of growth, that is yet to be proven. It's helpful if you need to prove you have an active audience, but by no means does it make you grow. It has the potential to make you, it's a little bit like a Yelp review, but keep in mind, over 70% of podcast consumption and discovery comes through word of mouth. And for me, that means somebody said, have you listened to this show? It's good. I do a search for the show. I don't look at reviews. I hit subscribe and I go. Now that's just me. But if somebody said it's good and a bunch of reviews, I mean, I've gone to movies that the critics have panned and said, this is awful. But if my friend says, you'll love it, I trust my friend over any critic. So don't get too obsessed over reviews, and especially asking for them when you haven't given me any value doesn't make much sense. Hey, I hope you enjoyed me doing a not so great tease of the episode. Please review me right now. You don't want people to review you right now because you haven't delivered any value yet. So that is one thing. As I listen to that, I would shorten, way, way shorten, come up with a 1 or 2 sentence kind of, on today's show, we're going to be talking about, you did the thing, like we dug apart this leadership thing and we're going to learn 7 strategies to do yada, yada, yada. That's it. Something that people go, oh, I want to hear more about that. So the whole thing with the co-host, and it's, no, you're talking to, you're very much, and I understand you're proud and you should be. You've done more episodes than many other people, but again, I say it all the time. Most people do not care how the sausage is made. They just want the sausage. Just give me the sausage. I don't care what's in it. Just give me the sausage, and the quicker, the better. Now, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, super simple, podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the review button at the top, get reviewed, and your audience will be my audience because I share them. And they'll say, hey, Dave, you know what? You were right on. That person wasn't really ready for prime time yet. And then other people are like, hey, Dave, you're an idiot. I love that podcast. So it's not just me that's listening. It's everyone that's getting to hear your show for the first time. PodcastRodeoShow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Thanks for joining me on my mission to rid the world of boring podcasts. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.